Yeah, Nath, please welcome to the show our resident ornithologist, Dr. Eric Verla.
So he's a great guy.
Sorry, I've spoken all over it now. Yeah. Do you want me to go again? Sorry.
Yeah, he did like this weird pause throw thing.
I don't want to talk comedy. We'll do after the show. So please welcome to the show our resident ornithologist, Dr. Eric Verla, or AKA our bird guy.
So he's a great guy, can tell you about which birds fly. Is it a lark or magpie? Don't worry, he'll identify. He's our bird guy.
Oh, Dr. Eric, welcome. How are you?
Good morning. I'm smiling through that intro.
Mate. Nathan and I didn't talk through it. That's my apologies, Dr. Eric. Dr. Eric, thanks for joining us again on the show.
The
reason we got you on is I was doing some research over the weekend because Nathan and I play a fair bit of golf. And even yesterday, we went out for a hit at Royal Hobart, and the magpies are very friendly. They come up to us. We can basically touch them. And then I went on the website, and I found that there's no swoopings in Tasmania. We've got these friendly magpies. Why are the magpies in Tassie so friendly, Dr. Eric?
It's a genuine mystery. We really don't know. There's such a difference between the mainland magpies that have that reputation for swooping down on people. Kids have to wear helmets with eyes looking on the back of their head. And here in Tasmania, other than a few places where the birds have been tormented or abused by people, the magpies are very tolerant and, as you said, quite friendly.
Dr. Eric, would you go so far as to say Tassie magpies are almost polite? I had a bacon and egg roll yesterday, and it's like they were lining up going, "Excuse me, sir, may I please have a small portion? May I please have a small portion of your bacon and egg roll?" Whereas on the mainland, I feel like they would have just taken it straight out of my hand.
Well, and in fact, if you saw the media over the weekend, there was a remarkable incident in, I think it was Canberra, where a guy was actually attacked and had to be airlifted to hospital because a magpie was pecking his face so much. There was a concern he was going to lose vision in one or both of his eyes. I mean, it's an incredible contrast between the way magpies behave on the mainland and in Tasmania. And we're very fortunate because we've got perhaps not polite, but certainly well-behaved magpies.
Is it, Dr. Eric, do you think it's more the mainland magpies are angry and aggressive, or it's more a case of the Tasmanian magpies are polite or nice?
Look, as I said, it's a genuine mystery. I mean, why you've got literally polar opposites in behaviour in a species that's found all through southeast Australia. It's just one of these things that we really don't know what's caused this difference in the behaviours. It's certainly worth investigating.
I don't know, I guess, a lot about birds. That's why we get Dr. Eric Verla.
That's why I've got a bird guy.
But the magpies that are in Tassie, I don't even know, can they fly over to the mainland, or the mainland ones come over here, or do they just stay in this area?
We've got no evidence of birds moving between Tasmania and the mainland. And you'll see magpies around all through the wintertime. But remember, at once upon a time, 10,000 years ago, when we had the last ice age, Tasmania was part of the mainland, so it would have all been a single population. So our birds have, evolved this strategy of being a little bit more polite and respectful to human occupiers.
Eric, is it true that they don't want to go to the mainland just because they've got a quarantine at the moment when they get over there?
It's not the quarantine going there, it's quarantine coming back.
You're so right. December 1st to go to Victoria, then, magpies.
Do birds learn things from each other? So if we were to, catch some Tasmania magpies, take them over the mainland and let them out, would they then go, "Hey, guys, why are you guys so angry?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd learn that, but certainly, I mean, magpies are very much social birds. I mean, it's not unusual to see large flocks away from towns. There's a very strong social fabric in magpies. There's strong family bonds. There's a strong bond in terms of cousins and aunts and all the rest of it. So there's a very strong social bond. So yes, they do learn from each other, and yes, they certainly would learn from each other as a flock. But whether a Tassie bird going across the mainland would turn mainland magpies into pacifists, I don't know.
Gandhi of magpies.
Send them over. Boys, been a fan of social birds, you know what I mean? Producing guys out there, a bit of a social bird, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, look, Dr. Eric, we didn't get to the bottom of it, but I do love it. I do love that our magpies...
Mate, we got pretty close, Dr. Eric.
Yeah. Do you reckon, Dr. Eric, just quickly, one last thing, do you reckon we have the best birds in Australia here in Tasmania?
Oh, it's a big call. And if you ask somebody else, they'd have a different opinion as to, you know, what their favourite bird is or the birds that they do or don't want to see here in Tassie. Look, we've got, you know, almost 350, 360 species of birds in Tasmania. We don't have as many as the mainland, but certainly some of the prettier ones and some of the well-behaved ones are certainly down here.
Yeah, that's the answer we wanted.
Thank you very much, Dr. Eric Verla. As always, our bird guard, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll probably get you on in a couple of days.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Eric. Oh, I love having a bird guard, mate. Any time we need him, he's there.
I'm so fascinated. We just have these like super chill magpies and there's like... And like an ornithologist is like, I don't know, they're just kind of chill.
Yeah, they're just nicer. Yeah. Just nicer birds.
That's all Tasmania. We're just nicer people than the mainland.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.